Well, they've done Snow White before. A lot of ballet companies have done Snow White before. And there really isn't, unlike some other fairy tales, Grimm's fairy tales like Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella, there isn't a real, classic ballet version of it out there. And so the Lexington Ballet has developed their new version, which they have done this show before with different music and different choreography. And Luis Dominguez, the director of the Lexington Ballet, says with this version, considering the growth of his company and the professional dancers in the company, everything, he really wanted to take the story and the music seriously. It's based on the music of Jan Sibelius, and the take on the story is much closer to the Brothers Grimm fairy tale than the Disney version of Snow White. But still, it's a show that's oriented toward families and children of all ages, as they say.
At the EKU Center for the Arts, Lafayette graduate Antoinette Comer will be performing in the production of Mamma Mia. What do you know about Antoinette?
Antoinette is a Lafayette graduate who has gone on to pursuing a musical theater career, residing in New York, and like many, many other actors and actresses, waiting for those calls and doing those auditions to try to get into shows. And a touring production is always a great way for a performer to get their start in, on the road to Broadway, which is ultimately where everybody, wants to end up. And Mamma Mia is one of the hottest shows out there. It's based on the music of ABBA. It's, a real fun, light story, and people just really enjoy that show.
Spring has officially arrived as of this past Thursday, the first day of spring. And I understand that your Weekender segment is observing, maybe celebrating the arrival of spring.
We're talking in a number of ways in today's paper about spring and what's coming up. We've survived this horrendous winter. And in the arts, spring brings a lot of grand finales and then sort of the beginning of summer. And so there are a number of events to put on your calendars. Like in May, the Lexington Philharmonic will be doing a performance of Beethoven's Ninth with the familiar Ode to Joy tune in it. And before that, in April, the Philharmonic will have a world premiere for performance by Aaron Schoenberg. In theater, there's one more Broadway live show left at the Opera House, which is a real interesting offering. It's Bring It On the Musical, which is about the world of competitive cheerleading, which might seem like an odd topic for a musical, but it actually got good notices and was nominated for Best Musical at last year's Tony Awards. And we've got two gallery hops to look forward to, which spring is a prime time to go do gallery hop because it's fun to be out walking around and mingling and going from gallery to gallery. And you'll have two chances this spring to do that, April the 18th and June the 20th. So a lot to look forward to in the arts in the coming months.
Well, Rich Copley, we appreciate your updates about arts and cultural activities every season of the year. A happy spring to you, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.